In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechta Gittin. Mishnah begins, Ha'isha Shamra Hitkabel Li Gitti. So here we're referring to a case where a woman nominated a Shaliach Kabbalah, a messenger to go and receive the get for her. Mishnah explains that Tzricha Shtei Kitei Edim, she would need two sets of witnesses. Shnaim, two, She'omrim Befaninu Amra, they can testify to the fact that she nominated this individual as being her Shaliach for Kabbalah, for receiving the get. However, she'd also need Shnaim, she needed two, She'omrim Befaninu Kibel Vakara. They can testify to the fact this individual received the get and then tore it up. So why does he need to tear it up? Well, Bartanur here explains we're dealing with a case which is Bishat Shmad. So a time of an oppressive rule where the rulership prevented the Jewish people from actually performing the mitzvot. So what that would happen, once they received the get, they would tear it up immediately out of concern they'd be caught and severely punished. So therefore she would need two sets of witnesses. One for the nomination of the Shaliach, another set for the actual receipt of the get. It says, Afilu hen rishonim v'hen achronim, even if it's really the two individuals that saw both, that would be sufficient. In other words, it's not that you need four people, but you need two people to testify to the nomination of the Shaliach and two to the receipt of the get. So the two in both cases can be the same people. So o achad, it could even be one individual min arishonim, v'chad miachronim, v'chad miserefa mehen. So meaning there could be one person that saw both events, and he combined with another two individuals that one saw the first event, the winner's nominated the Shaliach Kabbalah, and the other one who saw that the get was received and then tore up. Next, Na'ara Hamorasa. This refers to a Na'ara, refers to a girl, we've learned about this back in Ketubot, who is between about the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, so she's no longer Katana, she hasn't yet reached full maturity. And we said that the father can receive Kedushin in order to marry her off. So he can receive, say, the Kesef Kedushin, the money, to have her betrothed. Importantly, we're dealing with a case where she's a Na'amorasa. She was only betrothed, she was in a case of Irusin, and she's not yet got married. Otherwise, once she's got married, she's considered as if she's completely left her father's house, and the father has no halachic role anymore in these matters, as we learned. So here, however, she's a na'amorasa, the father still has a reshut, still has some role to play, and therefore we say, he v'avia mekablin et gita. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, either the na'ara, the girl, or the father can receive the get in order that she be divorced, even one without the other. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ein shtei yadayim zochot ke'achad, that you cannot have a situation where two different hands or two different people, either one receiving the get in order to effect the divorce. Ella what? Aviha mekabel et gita bilvad. Just like with Kiddushin, it was the father received the money in order to, she's betrothed, so too it's only the father would receive it if he's still alive in order for her to be divorced. However, if the father passed away, Katir explains that the girl herself, if she received the get, she would be divorced. And Mishnah adds, V'chol she'enu yachol lishmor gita. However, if we're dealing with a ketana, a small girl, we've discussed this back in Ketubot as well, that a ketana can be married off by her father, that if she is too young, she's not a bat das, that she can be able to look after her get, then she will not be able to be divorced at that age. Even her father won't be able to accept the get. Now that's midin Torah, that's based on a pasuk, as it says, v'shicha mibeito, that in the context of divorce, it has to be such that the woman has enough understanding that the divorce is final and she's sent from the house and not to return. However, a ketana won't be of that understanding, so therefore she wouldn't be able to be divorced until she matures. Let's say Mishnah Gimel. Ketana she'amra, here we're dealing once again with a young girl who was married off, and her father passed away, therefore she can receive her own get. However, if she says she wants to nominate a shaliach kabbalah, and she says to this individual, I want you to receive the get for me, then eino get anshi agia get liada. Then she wouldn't be divorced when the shaliach receives the get, but only once it reaches her hands. In other words, she wouldn't be considered shaliach kabbalah, only effective like a shaliach holacha in order to bring the get. Therefore, this Mishnah says, l'fichach im ratza habalach, or if the husband, after he gives a get to shaliach, changes his mind, he can change his mind and take it back and cancel it. Why is that so? That is because she'en katan oseh shaliach, that a minor is unable to nominate a shaliach. In other words, doesn't have the legal capacity to nominate a shaliach, therefore this katana, which says, individual, I want you to receive this get from me, that individual, that shaliach, would not be operating under the capacity of a shaliach kabbalah. However, aval im amra la'aviha, if we're dealing once again with a case where the father's still alive, if the father says to this individual, I want you to receive the get, tsevi kabel biti giti, then we say, once the get hits that individual's hand, the shaliach, it's too late. Im ratza l'hachazir, if the husband said, look, give the get back to me, I've changed my mind, it's too late, the woman's already divorced, lo yachzir. Mishnah says, Ha omer ten get zeli shtim makom ploni, unatano la b'makom acher. If the husband says, give this get to my wife in such and such a location, and the shaliach finds her in a different location and gives it to her there, then we say pasul, the get's invalid. Why? Because the husband was particular that his wife be divorced in such and such a location. The shaliach has not operated under his license as a shaliach, therefore the get, it's considered pasul. It could be multiple reasons why he doesn't want it to be in such a public setting, or he wants it to be in a particular location, whatever, but that's what the husband instructed. However, harehi b'makom ploni, if he says to the shliach, deliver this get to my wife, who is in, she's in such and such location, if the shliach, in that case, nolo b'makom acher, gives it to another location, it's not a big deal, it's kasher, because he was simply telling the shliach where he believes his wife to be, and not that he was makpid, it was particular that she'd be divorced there. Similarly, we say ha'isha sha'amra. We find if a woman says to her shaliach, I mean, she's now nomad shaliach kabbalah, go receive my get b'makom ploni in such and such a location, v'kibela b'makom acher, and this shaliach receives in a different location. This seems to be consistent with the case with the husband nomad shaliach. We say pasul. It's invalid because she wanted to get to be received in a particular location, and it wasn't, the shaliach didn't operate under the license or instructions he received. However, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is machshir. He says, actually, this case is a bit different. Why? We've explained previously that a woman doesn't need to be a baradas to actually receive a get. We saw that in the case of a chereshet, for example, not so long ago. But here we're saying, for example, she can even be bal korcha, a woman can be forced to receive a get. So therefore, contra Rabbi Eliezer, his understanding is since she can almost be forced, then when she says, receive my get in such and such a location, it's not that she's being makbid, it's not being particular, because her hakpada is not as critical, if you like, in the laws of Gittin, according to the way Rabbi Eliezer understands it. So therefore, he interprets it as if it was also like a mare makom, almost saying, go to my husband, he's in such and such a location. But however, Vatanura says, halach not like Rabbi Eliezer, and if she says, I want you to receive in such and such a location, and the shidduch doesn't listen to her, or receives it elsewhere, then it would be possible, like we said. However, Mishnah finishes with saying, haveli gittin mimakom ploni, everyone agrees in the case where she says to the shaliach, go bring my get from such and such a place, vivilu makom acher, and he goes and retrieves it from elsewhere, then we say it's kasher, because everyone understands in that situation she wasn't being makbid, she wasn't being particular to the get being received in that location that she said, but rather she was under the understanding her get was located there, and she was simply telling Shilach, go there and receive it for me. Those are Mishnah today.